You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. And I want to say God bless, too, to our friends out of WDZY in the Richmond, Virginia area, tuned in here today as well. Thank you. You're going to hear one of our sermons, one of my sermons, from the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, Florida. The church is called Island Community Church, and we're going through the Gospel of Matthew verse by verse. So here in Richmond, we're going to take a break here today from our study in Galatians, and we're going to hear this program here today from a sermon I preached on the 14th of April here at Island Community Church. It's called The Narrow Gate, famous text. Enter in through the narrow gate. For narrow is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Now, I'm paraphrasing there. Great text, though, especially the way the majority text reads, where it says, "Oh, how narrow is the way which leads to life. Oh, how narrow and confined is the way," or difficult, the Greek word thalipsis, where the word tribulation comes from. There are so many gates and doors out here, but Jesus says, "I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved." That's what we're going to look at here today. This is part two of this message now, The Narrow Gate.
Narrow is the gate. Full of trials and tribulations is the way that leads to life. And there are few who, what's the next word say? Find it. The Greek word is euriskantes, which is where our word eureka comes from. Eureka. Narrow is the gate. Full of trials is the way that leads to eternal life. And indeed, there are few that'll stop and see the light and shout out, "Eureka! The pearl of great price!" Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, "Eureka! For joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." That is the narrow gate. You see, few people will declare this and have this happen to them in their life. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he had found one pearl of great price, eureka, he went and sold everything that he had and bought it, bought the field that had the pearl in it. The pearl of great price led this man to sell it all and give it all away. On the other hand, is this occasion. Now, as he was going out onto the road, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" In other words, where's the gate? Show me where it is. So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness." I bet he wasn't even looking at him yet. "Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Okay, there's no gate in any of those answers, just rules. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him. I love that. Look at his first response. After everything, you know, same with you and me. It says, then he looks, it's like he was busy. He was reading the Wall Street Journal. Or he's over here, he's reading something. I don't know, maybe he's reading Garfield. I don't know, maybe he's reading something. But then he looks at him, and he's not full of anger, bitterness, or he's not upset at him. He looks at him, and he loves him. Isn't that just like Jesus? He does the same thing with you. He looks at you, and his first answer is, he loves you. He loves you so much, he died on the cross for you. That's how much he loves you. So then Jesus, looking at him, he loves him and says to him, "One thing you lack." Ah, here come the directions to the gate. He says, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have," just like the man with the pearl. "Go your way, sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus said, here it is right here. Here's the door. Enter in by this door here, and you will be saved. But instead, he went out that way. And Jesus says, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. There's only one door that leads to eternal life. Money won't bring you there. Money brings you to the wrong door. Muslims go to the wrong door. Hindus go to the wrong door. Jews go to the wrong door. There's only one door, and it's Jesus Christ. Everyone else is wrong. Might be well-intentioned, but you're wrong. Well-intentioned people still go to hell. When you guess wrong. Oh, how narrow is the way, he says, or cries. How narrow is the way that leads to life. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Verse 18, Mark 1:18 says, immediately they left their nets and followed him. Luke 5:4, Jesus once said to Peter, back in the early days, he says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." This is Luke 5:6. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, Jesus might not ask you to to sell everything that you have. As a matter of fact, he won't, because he's no longer here on earth to make such a demand of you like he did them. Except this demand. This is in Luke 9:57 under the heading, The Cost of Discipleship. It says, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, notice the key in all these is I will follow you or come follow me. Here, someone says, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Then Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and say goodbye to the people that are at my house. You see, everyone made up excuses for why they didn't want to follow Christ. Jesus then responded to them, written down for all the ages. And it's something that he will ask of you. He says, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That is, looking back at all that's left behind, as if any of your junk had any value to it. Look at all the junk you've left behind. Alcoholism, drugs and pornography, being a bad person. And you miss that? He said, anyone who's put their hand to the plow, that is everyone who's going about Jesus' work, and you look behind and you miss being a pornographer, you miss being a drug addict or an alcoholic, you miss being a bad person, you miss mistreating your wife, you miss that, you're not worthy of the kingdom if you miss that, is what he says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, is what he says. Leave that other stuff behind you. Look what happened to the Jews when they missed that. What did they cry out? Leeks and onions and watermelons, right? Oh, remember the day when we had watermelon and leeks and onions. I don't even like leeks. Oh, look at the broccoli we had back there in Jerusalem. Not going to tempt me with that. No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, remember Lot's wife. Worthy of the kingdom. So, what's Jesus worth to you? Where do you draw the line and say, this far I will go, but not any further?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here, station manager of 91.5 FM WMIE, and I just want to fill everyone in on our spring fundraiser and what's going on here at the radio station. We have raised up $32,050, and that is $2,950 short of what our goal is of $35,000. So if you'd like to make a pledge this week, you can call us.